Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Good morning, ma'am. My name's Officer Thomas. You know why I pulled you over this morning?
It's frustrating, nerve-wracking, and frankly can spook you out a bit. It's getting pulled over. Happens to the best of us, but there are ways to make this experience a little less stressful. So backstory. Driving into work one morning, a few weeks ago, I saw lights behind me. I pulled over, and here's where I thought, what can I do to help make this go as quickly as possible?
Well, the first most important thing that you can do is pay attention to your surroundings at all times. And as soon as you see emergency lights, immediately pull over to the right and come to a complete stop.
Recently, Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt gave me a rundown of what happens at a typical traffic stop.
What we want you to do is remain calm, stay in your vehicle, never exit unless asked to do so by a law enforcement officer.
The officer will then come to your window and identify themselves and why you were pulled over.
What makes us a little bit more at ease is if you take a little bit of time to keep your hands visible. Maybe if it's dark out, turn on your dome light and just have that courteous conversation back and forth.
I did just that at my stop, and I like to think the officer was pleasantly surprised because not too many people think of doing that. But let's put it this way. If you were that officer, you'd want to know exactly what was in that car as you were walking up to it.
Additionally, what we're asking you to do is not go digging around in the vehicle.
And law enforcement knows you want to be prepared with your license and registration, but they really don't know what you're digging for. And let's face it, they don't always deal with the most cooperative of people. So to keep everyone as calm and as relaxed as possible, keep the hands at 10 and 2 on the wheel. After they take your information, they'll go back to their squad, do a background check, and make sure everything is okay. And if they have to give you a citation, the officer will come back and tell you what the next step will be.
That officer will tell you what the violation you're being cited for was, the date and time of the court date, because you're never guilty until proven so in a court of law, and we'll give you the amount that you may have to pay. And if it's a warning, we're going to explain to you what obligations you have from that point forward.
So if you have to get a light fixed, for example, they may give you something like 10 days to get it corrected. And there was something else I didn't know about.
And then typically what happens is if you need to get that corrected, you can go to any law enforcement agency throughout the state of Wisconsin, have them check it, sign it, and then return it to that agency that issued it initially, which will be printed right on that warning.
Incidentally, I got a verbal warning that I had a taillight out. And I was truly grateful since I would have never known it was out if he hadn't told me. After following these steps, I was actually on my way in less than 10 minutes. No fuss, no muss, and wiser for the interaction. P.S. I got it fixed the moment I got out of work. Plenty of information here, but if you look at the situation from the officer's point of view, the things you can do to make the stop go smoothly is really common sense and courtesy. Debbie Lazaga, WTMJ News.